weather is crap. And that kind of sets the tone, really, of my mood and for this bloody audio boo. It's just crap, you know. It's overcast. It's, you know, it's drizzly on and off, on and off, on and off. I'm out for a walk to try and de-stress on my holiday time. And I'm he says, unplugging the battery. So, because the ground is so wet, you know, it's just a bloody quagmire. And I'm wearing big heavy boots today that, you know, they're made all that more heavier by about 10 ton of mud sticking to the grips. I've left my Zoom at home, but I felt compelled to record something. So I'm taking the hit against the wind, and now it's started drizzling. Brilliant. I'm tired, people. I'm sleepy tired. I haven't gone to bed I haven't gone to sleep before 1 a.m. in weeks now. Weeks. I had 3 days last week where I was on diazepam and cocodamol for a bad back, and they've just made everything worse by turning my sleep pattern upside down. And I'm the type of person that I'll function brilliantly the next day if I go to bed at 9 o'clock. I came out to try and find a route to walk about 10 kilometres. How far have I done now? 5.72. So, I could be on the money here, actually. Do you know, it's just one of those life things, you know, but we've got a child who's 3. And so he has to be picked up from school at like 20 past 11 or whatever time it is, something like that, 20 past 11. He has to be picked up at 20 past 11. And my wife's a childminder, so if she, invariably she'll have kids to collect at 20 past 11 and at, you know, 3 o'clock with our kids as well. And she's also got a young kid, what, a year, 10 months old or something, tied to a hip and all. Oh God, that's such a, I'm trying to speak properly and all. God, oh my, I really enjoy the northern way of speaking. I like the sound of Northumbrian. I want to make an effort, rather, start speaking properly. Not necessarily the Queen's, well, yeah, Queen's English. Got a bloody good language, let's use it. Anyway, but yeah, so when she's got a little kid tied to her bloody hip all the day, and little Harry to pick up at 20 past 11, it's point, you cannot do anything. You cannot go anywhere. You just can't do it. Because everything's rushing. One of my things for 2015 is to structure my life so that I'm not rushing anymore. Because everything at the minute is so bloody last minute. Just in time, I think is one of the phrases. Just in time for everything. Just in time training. Just in time report. It's stressful, but sometimes I like a little bit of, not stress, a little bit of pressure is good because it kicks you up the backside. But at the minute, fucking everything's, oh God almighty, man. I need to sleep. That's my problem. The other problem I've got with that is that if I go to bed now, I'll be up tonight. But not that. That's not what I'm bothered about. What I'm bothered about is wasting time, because I haven't got a lot of time in my day, you know. I haven't got a lot of time. I'm too busy. People, you know, I'll say this and people go, but you're on Facebook all the time. I've got a bloody phone in my hand. Or I'm on Twitter. I've got the phone in my hand. It goes with me. God, this weather is so crap. The only thing that can make it worse now is if it rained hard. Oh, it's one of my colleagues driven past in a car. Oh yeah, she's still at work. So I... hang on. I know. Right. So I thought that coming out would sort my head out, but oh, for God's sake. It's just a flipping... This walk is so laboursome, so tiring, so not interesting. I honestly really do, honestly, in my heart of hearts, think I suffer from that SADS. You know, when the weather's crap, my mood goes down. Because honestly now, if we have blue sky, I'll be happy. Do you know what? I remember a time a couple of years ago, we didn't see blue sky for like 2 months. Like November and December, something like that. We're going up north on Friday to my mother-in-law's. And I'm looking forward to it only because we're getting away from here. So going to the place, you know, going to Ripon is a novelty, you know, interacting with the people in that city. Yes, it is a city. Interacting with them. The people around here have got a mentality that I just cannot get along with. Because the fact of the matter is, I am actually a happy-go-lucky bloke. People who know me on Audio Boom know that. They would agree. I'm pretty sure they'd agree. I'm pretty sure they'd agree. It's just life, isn't it? It's just life. Some people, you know, some people just... my uncle, who's dead now, my dad's younger brother was a manic depressive, and I don't remember him coming out with anything good, happy, kind. He was mental, like, there's no, I mean, when I say mental, you know, he just wasn't really connected to this planet. Oh, hopefully I'm going to be out in the wind in a minute when I go behind these bushes and up the lane. He says walk a bit faster. Yeah, I mean, his brain didn't work properly. And, you know, 20 years ago, he used to, part of his manic depression was his alcohol consumption. He was an alcoholic. And the state used to give him, I'm not joking, we're talking 20 years ago, probably just over 20 years ago, the state would give him, in benefits, £2,200 a month. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, my dad's older brother, my dad would never have anything to do with his younger brother, really. But my dad's older brother used to travel up from, where did they live at the time? Telford. He used to travel up from Telford to sort out his youngest brother, you know, buy groceries, paint the house, clean it, because Philip never used to do that. Philip couldn't look after himself, really, in the grand scheme of things. £2,200 a month. Oh, God. And he just used to go and tip it down his neck. And then, I'm sure he got a payout from being hit by a car when he was on his bike. Oh, God. It's funny when you can't get on with family. Well, it's not funny. I find it stressful. Because I've always been taught that, you know... Well, no, I haven't. That's wrong. I think it's inherent within me, personally, that family is really important. And, you know, I'd like to go somewhere to understand, you know, like Italian families. Well, what we typically think of Italian or Spanish or, well, European families, really. The big family bond. But I think probably in this modern day and age, it's... everybody's kind of drifting apart. The world is smaller because of the internet, but we're all drifting apart. And I speak of my younger brother because I haven't really spoken to him properly in... probably a year and a half now. I met up with him very briefly when I was up home last. August-ish. He was there. But I've had a falling out with him because of his wife. Because his wife is... there are lots of phrases I could use to be quite mature, and I'm not even going to go on about it. It's just one of those things, you know. I don't like having that kind of disconnect with especially my brother who I was really close with. Now, to be fair, my brother and I got this mutual understanding that, you know, if help is really needed, we can call upon each other. I was in hospital with meningitis 2 years ago. Hey, do you know what? 2012. We'd had a bit of a falling out then. Yes, we had, because when he found out I had meningitis and I was in hospital, he said he would drop everything to come and to be with me and to look after my family. Oh, there was no need by that point. Well, there probably could have been, but there was no need for him to travel countries just to come and get the shopping. Oh, come on. Cheer up, man, you miserable bugger. Flipping wind as well. I have to cheer up. This is... I can't do it because I'm tired. That's what the problem is. Do you not hear it when people say, cheer up, come on, cheer up? It's like when you're running and people say, come on, hurry up. It just does the exact bloody, you know, and when coppers say, calm down, it's a fucking known fact that saying calm down to a person who's wound up does the exact opposite. It makes them even worse. That's kind of how I'm feeling at the minute. On a very grey. It's not too cold though. Bit of a breeze. But otherwise, muddy day in South Wiltshire. What a depressing recording. But I'm doing it because on this day, Wednesday the 17th of December, at 5 to 10 in the morning, I'll be able to look back and learn from this experience. Oh, God's sake. Right. Ciao.
All one word. All one word. Out. All one word. Out. Out.